Okay, Arla Daf Dalet.
Arla Daf Dalet.
About three lines down. Rabbi Yochanan. On Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says, the very Rabbi Yishmael, he quotes the sheet of Rabbi Yishmael, Kol she'ein lo Arla, ein lo Ravai. If something was not subject to Arla, it will not have a din of Ravai. So the simple meaning of that is, if you have a tree which was set up as a hedge for the first 3 years, and then in the fourth year you set it up as a fruit tree, so you don't say, excuse me, so now it's fruit tree, so now it's the fourth year, let's make it chayiv net ravoi. No, it has to have gone through the arla process to get to the net ravoi process. It's all part of a process. 3 years it's arla, and then the fourth year it's ravoi. You can't skip to ravoi. That seems
don't you start, but don't you start Orla?
No, not necessarily.
Oh.
I'm not sure about that one. 1 second. Okay. Let's go a little further. Okay. Hold that question for a minute. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan Bai. So Rabbi Yochanan wanted to understand. But after quoting Rabbi Yishmael, he had a question. And now the structure of the Gemara is going to be that we're going to have a machlokas to explain what his question was. So let's look at his question. His question is, Achi Hei L'Shol Hashanim Arla? Does that mean that it has to have 3 years, let me straighten this out, 3 years of Arla?
Before it becomes Net Ravai, or?
So, it's not, so what Rabbi Yochanan was asking is now going to be a machlokas. So, Amar Rabbi Yoina, Iker Arla Tshichalei. What Rabbi Yochanan was asking was about Arla. Ein Iker Arla Pachas Mishalashonim. Is the idea is that you can't have Arla unless it's 3 years. 3 full years. In other words, let's look at number seven. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the question of Rabbi Yochanan's question, the point of Rabbi Yochanan's question, of Ad Sheyehelo Sholoshonim Arla means like this. Should we say that Arla cannot happen unless the tree can be subject to 3 full years of Arla? In other words, just as Rabbi Yishmael says that Ravoi does not apply until it follows a period in which it was subject to Arla, so too, perhaps, Arla as well does not take effect unless it was operative for the full duration of the 3 years. So that would mean, this is what he says in 7, that if it was a hedge for, let's say, the first 2 years, and then you designated the third year to be food, it would not be subject for Arla in the third year, because since it hadn't gone through a full 3 year Arla process, we don't divide Arla into segments. That's the way. So Rabbi Yoina, oh, Shalom Aleichem, Shamsi, welcome back. So Rabbi Yoina is trying to explain Rabbi Yochanan is asking about Arla. So I'm trying to follow what's going on over here. It's a little complicated. Rabbi Yochanan started off with Rabbi Shmuel with a statement which had to do with Ravai. That's for sure. Because his statement was, Kol she'ein lo Arla, ein lo Ravai. So we assumed that what that meant was 3 years of Arla are required to get the Net Ravai. Then Rabbi Yochanan made this question. What was his question? So Rabbi Yochanan understands the question was regarding the Arla process. That maybe just like you need to go through 3 years of Arla, in order to get to Ravai, perhaps, because Be'inon Kra Kedekhsiv, you need the Pasuk the way it is explicitly. Therefore, Orla as well will only operate if you have a full 3 years of Orla. Not, you can't have 2 years of hedge and 1 year of Orla. That's Rabbi Yonah's approach. Now, we have another approach, and that's Rabbi Yossi's approach. No. Ikir Ravoi Tzvichalei. He was asking about Ravoi. What? Kol she'en l'shal shalom Orla en l'Ravoi. When the Braisa said that a tree is not subject to Ravoi unless it was subject to Orla, does that mean if it doesn't have 3 years of Orla, it doesn't have Ravoi? Or does it mean that a tree to which Orla prohibition did not apply at all is exempt from Ravoi? In other words, when he said that if I had, is the three-year hedge example, Davka, that he's talking about where you had a hedge for 3 years, then in that case it doesn't have Ravoi. But if it was 2 years hedge and 1 year Orla, then maybe it would have Ravoi. Or are we saying no? Any Arla at all will be enough to be Ravai.
Yeah, because of the Pasuk? Because the Ravai follows the Arla? So if it's because of the Pasuk, then you would need 3 years of Arla. Otherwise, you're not fulfilling what the Pasuk says.
Yeah.
I don't understand why your designation should have anything to do with it.
Let's take a look at 10 for a second. Rabbi Yochanan was focusing on the extent of the ruling that Ravoi's obligation does not apply unless the Orla was previously in force. The premise of this ruling is that the law of Ravoi must conform exactly to the sequence described in the Torah. Perhaps it is similarly necessary for the tree to have been subject to 3 full years of Orla in accordance with the Torah's description. If one planted a tree to serve as a hedge, but after 2 years decided to use it for the production of food, the tree would indeed be subject to Arla in its third year, but nevertheless, it would not be subject to Ravai in its fourth year. So that's one sod, right?
That's
what it's finished,
no?
Yeah. So 2 years hedge, 1 year Arla, fourth year not Ravai, because you didn't have 3 years of Arla before. So that's one way.
That would indicate that Orla would not become 3 years after the 2 years, like we were questioning.
No, he's not saying it's not Orla. I would say it's only the third year, and that's it. On the other hand, it's possible that the Bryce's statement, any tree that has no Orla has no Ravai, is to say that it's exempt from Ravai only if the Orla prohibition never took effect through the first 3 years. But if it became subject to Orla at any point, even in the second or third year, then Ravai would be relevant. Okay. What?
It sounds like the Kiddush too. You don't have 3 years. The Torah is requiring 3 plus 1.
Right. Exactly.
Also, it sounds like you can really just play a game here. You can say, okay, one day, first day I just want it to be a hedge. After that, and then plant it from Orla the whole way from
no question.
For 4 years.
No, but it has to look like it's planted for a hedge.
Okay.
So if you have the trees crowded, it's not gonna, as we know, it's not gonna give good. You know what I'm saying?
So you do it crowded.
You do it crowded.
You're not gonna have good fruit.
You're not gonna have good fruit. So you kind of.
Yeah,
you're not gonna sacrifice.
Remember, you're not gonna be sacrificing much keeping Arla. The first 3 years, very rarely will a tree produce anything. Yes, I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't worry so much about trying to get out of Arla.
Are we all agreeing that if the first 3 years he has a hedge and he wants to change it to a fruit tree, there is no Arla in that situation?
No, 1 year, you said.
No.
He's changing his mind?
Yeah.
Are you talking about...
Three years hedge, and now he wants it for food.
Now, meaning the fourth year?
Beginning, the last day of the third year.
No Arla.
So there's no Arla at all now?
Nope. Nothing.
That's strange. And is the fourth year net to Ravoi?
No, that's what we're saying. We're saying Rabbi Shmuel said it wouldn't be net to Ravoi.
So if the first 3 years are not for fruit,
right,
there's no Arla.
That's what Rabbi Shmuel said. Yeah.
And Rabbi Yossi?
Rabbi Yossi is asking a question, is explaining what Rabbi Yochanan's question was regarding that psak. Rabbi Yossi is saying that his question was, is 3 years dafka, or is it any number of years? Even the first, even 1 year hedge, 2 years arla, and then the third year would still not be netzarvayi because you didn't have your full 3 years.
And according to Rabbi Yochanan,
He's not talking about netzarvayi at all. He's talking about arla.
And
the question was, could you have arla less than 3 years?
If you think about it logically, even if he had the first 2 years ahead, it's still functioning the same function as if he didn't designate it as a head.
That's what I was trying to get at.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me hear one more time.
If you take a tree and you plant it in the middle of the field, or if you take a tree and you plant it as a hedge,
yeah.
The function of the years, the first 3 years going by, meaning the fruit come on and they're not good and all this kind of stuff, still happens whether or not you designated it as a fruit tree to eat or as a hedge tree.
But it doesn't satisfy the wording of the pasuk.
I don't understand your point.
In his case, can you eat?
Are you asking about the whole hetter of hedge?
I'm just stating the fact.
What fact are you stating?
That 2 years hedge, 1 year orla,
yes,
is the same as 3 years orla. Because the function of what happens when year one the fruit grow, and then year two the fruit grow, and then year three the fruit grow, is the same whether you call it hedge or you call it a fruit tree.
Of course.
Right. So it makes sense. So
what
makes
sense?
That there would be 1 year orla, meaning two heads, one orla.
It's a possibility. It certainly is a possibility. Rabbi Yossi had that as a shine. Rabbi Yossi has explained that was Rabbi Yochanan's question. Is that true or is it not true? That is the question.
In the first 2 years, can't you eat the fruit?
Yes, you can.
I'm saying the idea of the fruit growing, meaning the function of the 3 years of orla, is the same. You know what I'm saying? The fact that you can eat it halachically doesn't change the years of one and two as orla. Meaning, what would be the difference in the growth process if you designated it as a hedge or as you...
There wouldn't be any difference.
But you can eat it, so that's the whole...
That's an afkamina for the mice. But the fruit's growing...
He's just talking about the metzias. I'm not sure exactly why that's relevant for our discussion. I'm not sure. Okay, whatever. Okay, fine. So the question is, Rabbi Yochanan's inquiry remains unresolved.
According to both, you cannot have orla after the third year. Is that correct?
If you had 3 years of... Right. Yes. That's correct. Tony... No. That doesn't mean it's not possible to have a case where after 3 years something can become orla. That case is in the Mishnah in Halacha Gimel. It says, "Beferish, if you go ahead and you take an Elon Zakena and you bend down the branch, and then you cause it to take root on the bent down branch, and it's not new. It's as long as it's still connected to its parent tree, it's not subject to orla. It could grow like that for years. Then when you sever it." At that moment, it's shayach orla. Okay, so it is shayach to have orla after the first 3 years of a plant of a tree being planted. If you're going to give it a halacha like it's now replanted, yes.
Because then it's considered new planting.
That's right. That's correct. But right. So strictly speaking, if you had a planted tree which was not replanted, then after 3 years, it's not shayach orla anymore. Okay, let's go on. The Gemara now, we're going to talk about different cases. Tani, Elon Shem Tzatzi and Tobar Arsum Tzatzi Chosla Arts. And now you have a tree. It's part in Eretz Yisrael, part outside Eretz Yisrael. So,
the roots of the trunk.
The the trunk, I guess.
Both.
What,
trunk and root.
Trunk and root, right? Both.
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 Half here, half there.
Yeah, I mean, it's not shy to have just the trunk and not the root. The roots are going to go straight down and out.
We know, yeah.
And out, so
it's... Not to have the trunk, but have the roots.
It's possible to have the trunk in Eretz Yisrael and have roots going outside Eretz Yisrael, that's for sure. But if you have a trunk which is half in Eretz Yisrael and half in Chutz La'aretz, our main focus is on the roots. That's the truth.
He says
the main focus is the roots.
Number
12. It was exactly on the border. So part of the trunk is on each side of the border. Okay. What I'm telling you though is the main focus here is going to be on the roots. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Mikivin shemitzasin in 12 ba'aretz kilo kulo ba'aretz." So Rebbe holds, since part of the trunk or part of the tree is Eretz Yisrael, it's as if the whole thing is Eretz Yisrael. Because Rebbe holds, we're going to just say out the svar right now, Rebbe holds that the root system is going to pull in nutrients into the mother tree and distribute them evenly throughout the tree. So the entire tree, even the part that's out in the Chutz La'aretz, is getting nutrients from Eretz Yisrael. Okay? That's Rebbe's point. Rebbe's point is, we don't look at, okay, we've got some roots bringing in nutrients from Chutz La'aretz, and it's going to go right on that side of the tree, and that side of the tree will only get Chutz La'aretz nutrients. No. The whole tree is, it's like a Yesh Bila kind of thing. You know, like consider it like all on big mishmash. Okay, that's Rebbe's shita. Now we're on the base. Now we're on the base. Rav Shimon and Leo disagrees. He says like this. He said, Sad Hanatuva Arts Hayev, Hanatuva Chutzla Arts is Patra. He holds not like that. He holds no. Look at it as if it's half and half. Half going up the right side is going to Eretz Yisrael, half going to Chutzla Arts goes to Chutzla Arts. Yeah? So it's Negeya with Maestris. So he's going to hold your Patra from Maestris on the left and Chayev and Maestris on the right, assuming that the right is Eretz Yisrael. Rabavu b'shem Rabbi Yochanan nasa ketavol kumusar muravim zebazet. Now, we're going to learn this, the simple way of learning the Gemara, that he's coming to make this Rabavu b'shem Rabbi Yochanan is coming to make a comment about Rebbe's shita. Okay, Rebbe's shita, when he said that it's chayiv, that's ki'ilu kulo in Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't mean to say that, let's say for example, I have 100 fruits on the tree, that all 100 fruits are definitely chayev in Maestris. That's not true. Because he still views that the Chutz La'aretz has an impact on the fruits. So therefore, without getting into the details of how you do the hafrasha, but if let's say it was 50-50, so instead of 100 fruits being chayev, only 50 of the fruits, but in other words, I would say that's probably the case, that there's a 50% ratio in the chiyuv, and you probably have to be mafresh, let's say, makom acher or 50 fruits or something like that. I don't know exactly how it worked. It says to look in mafreshim. I didn't look them up to see how the mafresh will work. But the main thing is what he's trying to say here is Rav Avu b'shem Rav Yochanan and nasa ketevo ukumu usur meuravim zebazet. It's like you have a mixture. Now, Rav Ze'eir b'shem Rav Yochanan, Shoresh Pater Poiter. So this is a little strange, but we're talking about Arla and Bikurim, okay? So what he's saying is, if I have one root, even one root can impact the halacha for Arla and Bikurim and Pater the whole tree. So let's say, for example, so there's we're going to talk about two halachas here on this page. Exactly what we just said. One aspect of the halacha is b'negei Eretz Yisrael, because in order to be chayiv and bikurim, let's just use bikurim for now for the time being. It says bikurei ad moscha, so it has to be from your land. So that's mafkia chutz la'aretz. It's also mafkia if I plant my tree next to your land and I derive benefit from your land, not from my land. It's not ad moscha, right? It's not my land, so therefore I would entirely be potter from Bikurim also. Now here we're going to talk about this for a second. Just so hold on one second. Shoresh potter poiter. You have an exempt root, which, in other words, the root is going, let's say, into Chutz Laaretz, so the root is going into my friend's land. So they can exempt the entire tree. So, let's see here. Yeah. Yes, okay, we said it exactly right. Number five, it says exactly what we just said. Okay. Now, Ma Karebi. So now the Gemara is asking a question like this. Is Rabbi Yochanan's halacha has to work out only according to Rebbe? Because we just quoted a machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel, right? Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and Rebbe, that Rebbe said that roots of a tree it will impact the entire tree, as opposed to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who said what?
Each part is separate.
Now, if each part is separate, so how could you have one root impact an entire tree? That's the Gemara's question. Is this halakha going only according to Rebbe? And the footnote says we don't want that. We want it to be like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, because Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was Rebbe's father. And therefore, we don't want it to only come out like Rebbe. And that whatever the reason is, the Gemara doesn't want it to only come out like Rebbe. So the Gemara says no. Divri HaKol, it's really coming out like everybody, even according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Hocha Shoresh Pater Piter, which is just, you know, in terms of reading a text, this is a very strange text, because all the Gemara did is just reiterate the words of Rabbi Yochanan, which he just said. So Rabbi Yochanan just said those exact words, Shoresh Pater Piter. Is it like Rebbe? No, it's like everybody. Hocha Shoresh Pater Piter. Very strange. It's so strange that the Gemara completely obliterates the whole Gemara and rewords the whole Gemara. I'm not going to go into the Gemara's Girsa right now. We're going to learn Pashut. But if you want to really see if this really bothers you, read the Gemara and figure out his Mahalak. So Hakar Sharish Patra Paita, though, what we're going to say is like this. We're going to say is there's a special rule here which makes it so that it's not like it's not totally in the Machlokes, Rebbe and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rebbe and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel are talking about what? They're talking about Maestros. But we are talking about Orla and Bikurim. And Orla and Bikurim have special exemptions, which mean that one root can impact the whole tree. Okay? That's number nine. Take a look at nine. Initially, the Gemara assumed that an exempt root can have the ability to exempt all fruits on a tree from Orla and Bikurim only if we assume the nutrients are absorbed by the root ultimately make their way to each of the tree's fruits, which is like Rebbe. The Gemara is now concluding, no, this exemption applies even to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. For the scriptural, in other words, for the limudim from the psukim, upon which this exemption is based, are interpreted to mean the laws of Orla or Bikurim are inapplicable if any a part of the tree is getting its nourishment from either Admas Chaveiroi or from Chutz La'aretz. But as far as Maestros are concerned, it's a different question. Okay? Hein detamar shoresh pater piter b'shoresh yashan. So now Reb Zera is going to limit it. Where is that true? That's if it's an old root. That means an old root. Let's just assume that an old root will penetrate very deeply into my neighbor's yard. It's grown 20 feet into his yard. Shehishrash mitach shalo l'tach shal chaveiro. That's where you're going to say that it's going to pater me. Let's take the simple case of Bikurim. I have a tree that's an old tree, so it's got an old root. So because the root extends way, way into your property, It's not solely Bikurei Ad Moskov. It's got a chelik of Bikurei Chaveiroi, and therefore it paters the entire tree completely, right? Avol im hishrish mikus la'aretz bo'aretz lo avodah. But if we're talking about where you have something going into Chutz La'aretz, so then it doesn't have to be deep. So before we get to the Avos, hold on a second. Chutz Lars is not Chayv Bikurim. So just one second. Let me just discuss one thing before. You have to know one thing over here. Rabbi Yehoshua, when he was Manchel Eretz Yisrael, he made a condition, and that was, I can put my tree right on the border of my property, and even though it's going to go and draw nutrients from your property, no problem. You can't have a tine on me, and therefore it's called Bikuri Ad Moscha, because I have every right to have my tree there. But that had a limit. There was a limit to that. In other words, I could do that as long as it's a Sharesh Chodesh. But after a while, if that root keeps going deeper and deeper and deeper into my friend's property, Yeshua never dressed that case. So there, it's taking nutrients from your property, and I will be potter from Mikurim. That's what the Gemara is saying now.
What's the cutoff?
I don't know what the shear is. He's calling it Yashan in the Chodesh. I don't know what that is. Is that based on years? Is it based on how long it is? They don't tell me that in the Mepharshim here on the bottom. I didn't look into that. But that's what he's limiting it to. So, okay.
The Hebrew says Pilan Zaken is past the 3 years. Meaning you finished the 3 years of Orla, it's already considered Ilan Zake.
Uh-huh.
That's how Mashma.
So that's it. He's going after the age. That's interesting.
That's
certainly not going to work for Bikurim, because Bikurim, you wouldn't be five in Bikurim until after the 3 years anyway. So that's not going to work. Okay. We have to have a heter from Yehoshua, right? And that heter is not going to work until we're past the 3 years. So you can't be yoshin at that point to say that you're potter. How can you ever be chayim mikurim? Right, all right. Sharish potter potter v'has. So the Gemara asks a question. V'has ninon, Rabbi Yossi Yomar, afil ha'pnim v'lemaychel v'achitza l'syog. That we have Rabbi Yossi's shita that you can have half a tree and half a tree. So the Gemara wants to know, what's going on over here? Even one root, according to you, is going to potter it from Orla. And here we're saying half the tree is a hedge, and it's not going to impact the other half of the tree. So the Gemara says, no. One second, I didn't read the whole question inside. Hapnimi chayim hachitzim potter, the yifta tzah hachitzim and tzah hapnimi, let the outside potter the inside. So the Reb Zeira Amar Allah Stam, B'Shem Reb Lazar, Reb Zeira answered the question without quoting anybody, and law answered, said it wasn't the name of Reb Lazar. Rohi lachshuv alav lachayvo. The difference is simple. You, when you have a half a tree as a hedge, so if I want to change my kavona for that half, I can make it for fruit. So it's not completely potter. It's shayach to the parsha of Orla, right? All I have to do is change my machshava and redirect it, and it'll be chayv again. So therefore, that's why that doesn't impact it. As opposed to a case where my root goes into your property, there it's completely potter.
You can't change your mind as far as the roots are concerned.
It's not totally in your mind.
Yeah,
that's right. Exactly. So therefore, one is shayach, one is shayach to the parsha, and one's not. That's the Gemara's answer. That's how we're going to end today. Also.
Wow.